We're recording. Okay, we're in business. So we're on Daf. What Daf are we up to today?
Chet.
Yeah, Daf Chet today. Okay, so let me just review a little bit from Daf Zion. This was a complicated sugya, but we'll make it through. So on Daf Zion Med Aleph, the Gemara quoted one halacha from Rav Yehuda. This was it's 3 lines from the bottom on Zion Med Aleph. He says, if a mavui opens up into a backyard, like an unused backyard, how does he translate it? He says, into a back lot. If it opened to a back lot, you don't have to make any shinuyim. In other words, the back lot opens up into the Rishus Arabim. The mavui is an alleyway, so you have Rishus Arabim. You enter the mavui. That mavui opens up into a back lot, but the back lot, nobody uses the back lot, and then that back lot opens up into another Rishus HaRabim. Everybody got it? That's the case. Let me see if I have a picture that I can show you. Just 1 second. Let me just see if I have a picture here. 1 minute, 1 second. 1 minute, 1 minute. Okay. 1 second. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me look back. All right, I'm going to go back here. Let me share 1 second. My screen share. Okay. Okay, everybody see it? So here, you see here, here's Rishus HaRabim. See my arrow? Can you see the arrow, everybody? Okay, so here's Rishus HaRabim. Here's the Mavui. Here's the Rechava. It's a back lot. Means the people, you see, there's no entranceway into the back lot. It's privately owned, but nobody uses it. And here's the Rishus HaRabim, okay? So the Gemara says, and here you have the Lechi at the beginning of the Mavui. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Yehuda, if I have a Mavui like this, I don't need to do anything with it. I'm fine. In other words, I don't view it as a Mavui Mefulash. Mavui Mefulash is when it opens up into the Rishus HaRabim, all right? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Let me get back here with you. Then the Gemara quotes on Zion Mud Beis, the Gemara quotes another statement from Rav. This is on the second line on Zion Mud Beis. So the Gemara says, the Amar of Yemi Rabba Marav, Mavui Shenifrats B'min Luo L'chatzer, if a Mavui is totally like breached into a Chatzer, but if it's a Chatzer Kenegdo, and the Chatzer is opening up into the Rishut HaRabim, Chatzer Muter to Mavui Asur. So the people in the Chatzer can carry, people in the Mavui can't carry. Let's see if I have a picture here for this. I don't know if I have. Yeah, I have. Okay. So here you see the picture. Here's Rishus HaRabim. Here's Mavui. Here's a Chatzer. And here's another Rishus HaRabim. The only thing is, the case is that it's like, this is not exactly the case. This is because it's totally broken into. In other words, there's no boundary between the Mavui and the Chatzer. So he says that the people in the Mavui can carry, the people in the Chatzer could carry. All right, so now we think, so again, Rav Yehuda was the first halacha. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and then he became a Talmud of Shmuel. He studied with Rav for 10 years. Then when Rav died, he went to study with Shmuel. So the Gemara assumes that those two cases are contradictory. Here, you're saying, I can't carry in the Mavui, and because the Chatzer opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. So I would have to do like a Tzuris HaPetach here or something like that. And then on the other hand, in this case, with the Rachva, we say you're fine to carry in the Mavui. So we think there's a stira between the two cases. So the Gemara says the first halacha must have been Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda must have quoted that halacha in the name of Shmuel. And the second halacha must have been in the name of Rav, because those two, you know, don't shtimois, they don't go together. Now, the Gemara assumes that the two statements disagree on two different points. The Gemara assumes that they disagree on two different points. In the second statement, it says, Nifritza Chatzir Kenegdo, we think it's Nechsi Kamavui Mefulash. Again, we said that in the statement, Rav says, like, Nifritza, that the Chatzir opened up into the Rishus HaRabim. So he emphasizes that. So we think that one issue is that Rav views this as a Mavui Mefulash, and we think that Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, views it not as Mefulash. That's one issue. And then the second issue, we think that, in other words, each one has a chumrah. In other words, Rav has a chumrah that when I have the mavui with the chatzer, I view it as a mavui mefulash. Mefulash, that's a chumrah. And on the other hand, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, the first statement, we think, he permitted with the back lot, he permitted with the back lot, but we think that were it not a back lot and it was a chatzer, he would prohibit carrying it. He would prohibit carrying for a different reason, because it's paritz to it's totally open to places which is prohibited. In other words, the people in the Mavui didn't make a eruv with the people in the assuming this would be a chatzer. It was the Gemara since the first statement just mentions rechava, the back lot, so that's the only case it's matirid. If it was a chatzer, he would not permit it. But you think because it's this pras bekulo the makom asrula. I know it's complicated. Listen, but this is Erevin, and now you got it. Okay, so just try to we'll do a few more lines, and I think you'll get it. Okay, okay. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara ends up saying no. The two statements are reconcilable. We could say that they're both from Rav. If there's an Eruv, or I don't need an Eruv, you can carry. If they didn't make an Eruv, then I can't carry. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. So that would do on Chedem and Aleph. Let's do Chedem and Aleph, the top line, okay? So the Gemara says, and I'll pause another 10 or 15 lines, okay? So just be patient, and we'll try to get the main ideas. We'll try to get the main concepts from here, and hopefully this will work out. So the Gemara says, Ulamai desalikadaitami kara, bain she'irvu, bain shlo irvu plihi. So initially, we thought that there's a double machloket, like I said, between the two statements. We thought the first statement, again, the Gemara rejected this, but we thought, according to the Hava Mina, that there was a disagreement between the two statements. And the machloket would be, bein she'irvu, bein shlo irvu pligi. So, be'irvu b'mai pligi, b'shlo irvu b'mai pligi. So the Gemara says, b'shlo irvu pligi, let's say they didn't make an eruv. Let's say, again, let me see if I have a picture for you on this. All right, I don't have a picture to show you with this. Well, here, this sort of would work. Okay. It's similar to it. All right, we'll just have to do the best we can. Okay, so let's say he says, b'shlo irvu pligi, b'nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim. So he says, one machloket between the two statements, the way according to the Hava Mina, is, here I have a chatzer, here I have a mavui, and assuming that there's nothing here, assume these pieces aren't there, so does that count? In other words, is the mavui sufficiently set off from the chatzer to permit each reshut to carry? In other words, or do I say these walls, constitute a barrier, setting off the chatzer from the mavui? So he says here, b'shlo irvu pligi, b'nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim. In other words, from when I'm inside the mavui, I don't see any barriers. When I'm inside the chatzer, I see there's a barrier between the chatzer and the mavui. So this relates to the issue that we said, if the reshus is nifratz b'miluo, the makam ha'asrilo, if it's totally breached, open into a chatzer, into an area that I can't carry, then I'm in trouble. So Rav views this, Rav views it that I'm in, according to the Hava Mina, Rav would view this as being okay. In other words, I have the partitions here, that counts for the mavui, counts for the chatzer, whereas Rav Yehuda would hold it, it's not good. Let me just repeat again. In other words, Rav Yehuda, I'm sorry, here. Like here, Rav Yehuda, remember, the one diuk was, Rav Yehuda says you can carry because it's rachva, because it's a back lot. The implication being, if it was a chatzer, I couldn't carry. And let's assume that this is closed up here, so we'll take that out of the equation. So what's the point of dispute then between Rav and Shmuel, assuming that there is a machloked, between whether I can carry the mavui or not? So the point of dispute would be whether these walls over here count for the mavui. According to Rav, these walls count for the Mavui. According to Shmuel, they don't count for the Mavui. Do you understand? All right. Let me just do a few more lines. I'll take it. It took a long time to just get this, okay? Now, he says, now the Gemara says, Be'irvu kemiflagi, if they made an Eruv between the two lots, there's machloket. Meaning, if they're making an Eruv, so the question is, do we view it as a Mavui mefulash or not? He says, but Rav Yosef, the Amar of Yosef, lo shanu ve'lo shekalu le'emtza rechava. So Rabbi Yosef says that the heter to carry is only when the mavui, do I have a nice picture here or not, Yeah. Yeah. In other words, well, I don't have such a great picture. In other words, it opens up here. In other words, like here you have entering, here's Rosh Hasharabim, here's the Mavui, and this looks like the Rechava over here. So I have the opening, and they're both opening here. In other words, so he says La'emsa Rechava, Balkala Tzidei Rechava, but if the Mavui opens up and the wall goes flush through, then we view it as a Mavui Mefulash. So it could be that the dispute between Shmuel and Rav, the way the Gemara thought it to the Havamina, is whether here I view this as a Mavui Mefulash. Here I have Rosh Hasharabim, here I have Rosh Hasharabim, I have way all the way through. Do I view this as a Mavui Mefulash or not? So according to Rav Yehuda, I don't view this as a Mavui Mefulash. According to Rav, I would view this as a Mavui Mefulash. I'm a Rabba. Hada Amra Le'emtsa Rechava Mutar, when we said Le'emtsa Rechava, when it goes into the middle of the lot, it's permissible. Lo Amran Elezesh Lo Kenegezeh, where it's not directly, this entranceway isn't directly opposite that entranceway. Awazeh Kenegezeh Asur. But if it's like through and through, like here, like Zeh Kenegezeh, then that's prohibited. All right, Amran Risharshia, Hada Amra Zesh Lo Kenegezeh Mutar, when we say that if it's Zeh Shlo Kenegezeh, where the two entranceways are not opposite one another, Lo Amen Ol Rechava Derabim, that's only where the, and he's talking about Rechava, where the back lot is owned by many different people. Aval Rechava Diyachid, but if there's an individual who owns this Rechava, this back lot, even though he doesn't use it, Zimnim Demimilchala Ubanim Labatim, because sometimes he might, let me just have a picture here, right, sometimes he might build Batim over here, and then it would be prohibited. So he says, so it would be a mavui that you know goes all the way through, and then it'll be prohibited to carry there. So, all right, let me just see if I can. Let me just. The main idea, okay, the two main ideas that we're discussing are, one is, remember we had this case here, do I view these partitions as shayach to the mavui or not? That was one point of dispute. In other words, when I have partitions like this, does it count for the Mavui or not? According to Rav, it does count for the Mavui. According to Shmuel, it doesn't. And then the other issue was, when I have the Rosh Hasharabim here and Rosh Hasharabim here, and there's an egress through it, so is this sufficient to make it Einu Mefulash? According to Shmuel, it is. But according to Rav, no, we don't consider it. And if it's Mefulash, I have to put a Tzuras HaPetach over here. All right, let me just do a few more lines. All right. Now, so the point is, the Gemara says there's a difference between the back lot, which is owned by many people, and a back lot owned by one person. When it's one person, I have to be concerned with his future use. Many people, we figure they're not going to change the future use. It says, so where do I know that there's a difference between a back lot, which is owned by many people, or a back lot, which is owned by one individual? I think it gets a little easier at this point. Okay, so he says the Amar Ravin Bar Ravada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maaseh B'Mavui Echad Shetzidu Echad Kal Yam Shetzidu Echad Kal La Ashba. There was one Mavui, and we have it here. Let me see. Yeah, you see the Mavui. Here's the Mavui, and here's the garbage dump is at the other end, and here's the Yam here. So it means you have the Ashba counts as a Mechitza. It's like piled up, and the Yam dropping also counts as a set off. So he says here, Ubama Selfne Rebbe, Lo Amar Balo Heter Velo Isur. So they said to Rebbe, are we good with this Mavui? And he didn't say Heter, he didn't say Mutar, he didn't say Asur. Isur Lo Amar Ba, Daha Kaimi Mechitzot. The Mechitzot, it's surrounded by Mechitzot, so he doesn't want to say it's Asur. His Heter Lo Amar Ba, he didn't say it's permissible to carry that Mavui, Cheshin Shematina Tel Ashba, because there's a concern that the garbage heap will be removed. He says, "Bialeh hayam sirton," and that the ocean will produce sediment and erase like the seawall, erase like this drop off. Doesn't show it. So here's you see. Let me see if there's a drop off here. All right. Anyway, but there's a drop off here. He says, "Umichai shin and shematina tel ashba." So the point is that where things change, I can't even matter it before it changed because it might change. He says, "Where do you think that the ashba would be taken?" Vatanan, ashba b'rshut harabim. We learn in the Brisa, we learn rather in the Mishnah, if I have ash from the Rishud Rabbim, a garbage heap in the Rishud Rabbim, Givoa Sar Tfachim, 10 Tfachim high, means the garbage heap is really Rishud Yachid. He says, Chalon Sha'al Gabah Zorkin La B'Shabbat. So if there's a window, and I can't get this further in this picture, I don't know, it's not coming out here, but if there's a window that overhangs that ashba, you could throw from the window onto the ashba because it's just Rishud Yachid to Rishud Yachid. Alma Shani bin Ashba the Rabbim and Shah Ashba the Yachid. So I see there's a difference between the ashba the Rabbim, the window. I'm not afraid that the Rabbim are going to move the ashba. That there's a certain, you know, lethargy, like everybody gets together and everything. That's good. But the ashba the Yachid, where an individual, controls the ashba, then I have to be concerned. Let me see where he has here. One second. Give me one second. Right. So Rebbe was dealing with a private ash heap, so the person can move it at any point in time. The Mishnah, however, is only a publicly owned ash heap. So the privately owned ash heap, I have to worry, I don't know where it's going. So I can't give a heter to people carrying the mavui, even though the garbage dump is still there, because it might be moved tomorrow. And that's the idea we said with the back lot. If it's owned by one person, I have to be concerned he might build up in a way that requires mechitzo, and so I can't permit anything with that. Okay, one second. He says, now, the Gemara says, Alma Shani bin Ashbad Rabbi Ashbad Yachid, Hachanami Shani bin Rechavad Rabbi Rechavad Yachid. So there's a difference with the back lots. Now, Rabbanan Mai, what do the Chachamim say in that case with the Mavui, with the Ashba and the Yam? Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abdimi, Tanva Chachamim Mosrim. He says the Chachamim Aser in that case. Amar Nachman Halachik Debrei Chachamim, that you can't carry there. Igida Amri, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abdimi, Tanva Chachamim Matirim. In this version, he learns the Chachamim permit you to carry there. Okay, now, all right. Amar Rav Nachman Ein Halachik Debrei Chachamim. All right. Now, Maremar, Pascal the Surah Be'uzle, Maremar went to the Mavoot in Surah, which opened up into bodies of water, and he put netting at the end of the Mavui. Amar Cheshin and Shema Yaleha Yam Sirton. We have to be concerned the ocean will put up sediment, and then there won't be a Mechitza. The Mechitza would have been like the drop off to the ocean. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far? I feel badly for everybody. Let me stop this the sharing. One second. Let me see if I can get this back open here. One second. How do I stop the share? Here we go. Okay. All right. Now, all right, let me...
Why isn't picture 74 just the L-shaped mavoi?
One second. Let me take a look at it. I have my own book here. Picture 74. One second.
Is this a book we should all get?
Well, you could. It's the Perish Chai in the Gemara.
Perish Chai.
Yeah,
there's a better one, the colored one, much better.
Yeah, I have the colored one too. Here.
Which one is that?
Yeah.
Hamaor Hamevuar.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the 74 is Zesh Lo Keneged Zeh, right?
Right. Why isn't that just an L-shaped mavoi?
Again, but we're talking about a mavui with a rachva, with a backlot which is not used, with the L-shaped mavui. They're both like used. They're both like.
I see. It's an ownership issue.
Well, the rachva is owned by one person, but he doesn't use it. It's like an unused Rishud Yachid. That's
the use.
An unused Rishud Yachid. That's what the rachva is.
Okay.
Anyway, I must say, it took me a long time just to get through this sugya, so but we'll try to do the best we can with what we got, okay?
Can you see the cover of that book one more time, please?
Which, the color book?
Yes. Hamivu'ar, okay.
Yeah, it's by the Morot Hadaf Yomi. By Morot Hadaf Yomi.
Thank you.
Rabbi, can you explain one more time what the difference is if the entrances are right across each other or when they're not across each other?
Yeah, so the idea is, the basic idea is if it's a mavui mefulash, if the mavui, the simple case, without all these other rishuyot, is the mavui, if it's rishus yachid here, rishus yachid here, and then the mavui goes from rishus harabim to rishus harabim, it means rishus harabim here, rishus harabim here, and the mavui in the middle, so then it's mefulash, it goes from rishus harabim to rishus harabim, so I need a lechi and kor at one end, and then I need a surah petach at the other end, right? I need to shore it up more because it's surrounded by Rishus HaRab in both ends.
That's according to Rav.
So, well, the question is, in these scenarios, Rav would hold by that, but the question is, in these scenarios, when does it become a Mavui Mefulash and when is it not? So we had that one picture where it was like, let me go back to the pictures with you. Okay, let me get a screen share. Let me see if I have it. Here, this is 74. So
I have the other one.
Okay, but you see my arrow.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah,
so
I see it.
Rishus HaRabim. So it's open here and it's open here.
Right.
It doesn't go straight through. So Rav views this, nevertheless, as a Mavui Mefulash. But according to the Havamina, Shmuel learned, no, it's not Mefulash.
Because it's not straight.
Right. Okay, that's the basic idea. Okay? All right.
Does Rav agree to that? If it's not straight, it's not Mefulash?
Rav said that this is Mefulash. If it is Mefulash, it's a Chumrah. I have to put a Tzurat HaPetach here.
Petach, yeah.
Okay? Okay. All right. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, okay. We're up to Hahu Mavui. We're 10 lines from the bottom. Let me get rid of the screen share. Okay. So Hahu Mavui Akom, the Hava Basura. There was like a bent Mavui. So the bent Mavui is a Mavui that's shaped like an L, a different case. Karuch Budya Otivu Babak Mimute. They took Budya, a mat, they rolled up a mat and put it at the corner of the L. It was like the elbow of the L, the mat. Now, if you remember, we had a machloka between Rav and Shmuel about this. So Rav held that we view it as Mavui Mefulash, and we put at one end you have the Lechi, the Korah, the other end you have a Tzurta Petach. And Shmuel said, you don't have to do anything, you're fine. So we think that one way to understand this is that they were trying to follow Shmuel, and instead of having the Lechi at the one end of the L, they put the Lechi in the corner of the L. So at least I don't know, maybe one Mavui would be working well. So I'll have a Lechi at the opening of the Mavui and a Lechi at the corner of the Mavui.
Didn't Rav say you put the Surah Petach in the middle? On the bent area?
Right, that's correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you said it.
So Rav says you need the Tzurta Petach, right? That's where you'd put it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Halok Rav, Lo Kishmuel. So Rav Chista said that doesn't seem to be following Rav Shita, and it doesn't seem to be following Shmuel Shita. Rav Damar Toratok Mefulash, Tzurta Petach Bai. According to Rav, he says it's like a Mavu Mefulash, so I need Tzurta Petach. So I don't have that. L'Shmuel Damar Toratok Satum. When Shmuel says it's like Satum, so they were trying to like fix it up with a Lechi. So they put the Lechi in the middle. I assume it's going to help one of the Mavuis. He says, Hanimil Lechi Ma'alia, but it's only like a good Lechi. He says, Avalhai, came at the Nashi Bazika. This one, if the wind would blow, he says, Vishadile would knock it over. So it doesn't count as a Lechi. Lo Klumhu. So the Gemara says v'inayitz basichta, but if they would put like a peg in it, he says v'chibre and attach it to the wall, chibre, then that would count as a lechi. So it means that we think that they were doing according to Shmuel and trying to make it like something that would work according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds it's a mavui satum. He holds you need a lechi at either end, but I don't have a lechi at end, but I'm going to put the lechi at the bend of it, that would also work. But the key is, does this count as a lechi? So the Gemara says it doesn't count unless they like nail it in and then it's adhered. It's like firmly in because it's a mat. It could blow all over the place. All right, let's see the next piece. We're 5 lines to the bottom. Kufa, Amar Yirmi Bar Abba Marav, Mavui Shnifrats B'milu L'chatzer, V'nifrats L'chatzer Kenegdo, Chatzer Muter R'mavui Asur. So this was the halacha that we had on Zionwood Bays. Now, the Gemara in the Maskana said that it's Talui, that they were both by Rav, both statements made by Rav, and carrying depends on whether you make an Erev or not. So he says that the Mavui opens up totally into the Chatzer. You have a Mavui, you have a Chatzer. They both at either end are opening up into the Rishus HaRabim. It's totally opened up to it. He says, Chatzer Muteret, you're allowed to carry in the Chatzer, that's one Rishus, and that Rishus is surrounded by walls. But the Mavui, I can't carry there, and unless I make an Eruv together with the Chatzer. So Amalei Rabba Bar Ula Rabibi Bar Abaye, Rebbe Lo Mishnatenu Izu. So Rabba Bar Ula said, don't we know this? What is Rab adding on? I know this from the Mishnayot. So whatever Rab is telling me, I know them from a careful reading of the Mishnayot. Now this next Mishnah is later on, I think, on Daf Tzadi Beis. He says, Chatzer Kitana Shenifrit Sala Gedola. I have two Chatzerot. One, not a mavui, but two chatzerot, a big chatzer and a small chatzer. The small chatzer is totally breached into the bigger one. It means when I'm in the small chatzer, I have a clear vision to the gedola. I don't see any partitions. He says, gedola muteret, I can, and each chatzer, the members of one chatzer, they made their eruv, and the chatzer ketana also made an eruv. He says, Nifrasel Gedola, Gedola Muteret, the people in the Gedola, in the big Chatzer, can carry Uktana Asura, but the people in the Ketana cannot carry Neshi Kipitcha Shel Gedola. It looks like it's just the entranceway to the Gedola. So it looks like, in other words, it doesn't look like an independent Rishus, it sounds like. In other words, so the people in the Ketana cannot carry. The people in the Gedola, they could carry. So that seems pretty similar to what Rav was saying about the Mavui, that was nifrats to the chatzer. The chatzer, the mavui is, you know, it looks like a clear view into it, and the chatzer is larger, so I can't carry in the mavui. I could carry in the chatzer. That seems like the same thing. So he says, Amarle, ime hatam, if I only had that Mishnah, havamina hani mile hechelo kadarsi barabim. I would have thought that carrying in the chatzer gedola is only where dilo darsi barabim. In other words, in our case with Rav, they both open up into the Rishus HaRabim. That case with Chatzir Ketana, Chatzir Gedola, I don't know anything about the Rishus HaRabim. So he says, Aval Hecha, the Kedarsi Barabim, Ema Filu Chatzir Nami. I would have thought that even in the larger Chatzir, you can't carry. So the Gemara says, Vahanami Tanina. The Gemara says, but I learned that also in a Mishnah. I mean, I don't need Rav because they have us all in the Mishnayot. The Mishnah says, Chatzir Sharabim Nichnasin Lo Bezu, Yotzin La Bezu. Eva Chatzer, that the multitudes enter it in one entranceway and exit from another entranceway, meaning like they go, they could, you know, just cross over the Chatzer to go from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim Latuma, so that Chatzer has a din Rishus HaRabim for Tuma, Safek Tuma Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tahor, so that, they, again, you have to define everything in each area in Halacha. He says, Rishus HaYachid LeShabbat, but for Shabbat purposes, It's a Rishut Yachid. So the fact that people are crossing the Chatzer doesn't take away from its status and ability to carry there. That's the way the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, Ime Hatam Havamina Hani Milei Zeh Shlo Keneged Zeh. So if I only had that Mishnah, I would say that, yeah, you can carry there when the two openings don't line up with each other. Turn page. Aval Zeh Keneged Zeh, but where the two openings line up with them, aim a low. I would say you can't carry there. So Rav is teaching me that even when the two openings are lined up and I have the Mavui and I have the Chatzer, I can still carry in the Chatzer. The Mavui is affected, not the Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Ula Rabba Damar Zeh Keneged Zeh Asur. According to Rabba, he says, we had in Chedem and Aleph, he says that when everything is lined up, he says when the Mavui and the breach are directly one another, you can't carry in the Mavui. Had the Rabbi my Mukila. What will he say Rabbi's teaching me? B'zesh lo k'neged zeh. So we'll say Rabbi's talking about when they don't line up with each other. Why does he have to teach me twice? So ime hatam, if I only had the Mishnayot, havamina hanimi lizrok. I would have thought the Mishnayot are teaching me that I can't throw into that area. If I throw in from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, that I'm chaya for. Of a lataltel, but to carry in it, aim a low, I'd say it's permissible. Kamash line teaches me I can't carry there. All right, I did the best I could with that. Any questions on this?
Sure.
All right, let's keep. Yeah, what's up, Malka? I don't know the answer. Go ahead.
So, presuming that you hold that you can carry within the Rechava, right?
With which case are you talking? With which case?
All the way in the beginning.
With the Mavui and the Rechava.
With the Rechava, between. The two houses.
Right.
But there's no entrance to the Rechava from the house, right? You have.
Right, that's correct? True. That's
so
correct.
You can throw into the Rechava?
No, so again, you're mixing.
Wait,
the Rechava was like at the very beginning of the daf. At this point in time.
Yes, very beginning.
Yeah, so no, at this point in time, in other words, the Gemara thought the Rechava, it's an unused Rishut Yachid. So the Gemara thought that I could carry from the Chatzer to the Rechava, that I'm free to carry from the Chatzer to the Rechava. Here we're talking about where we have a Chatzer and people are entering the Chatzer from the Rishus Rabim and exiting. And the two openings are opposite one another. So the Gemara.
Right, that's not my question. My question was when you the one that says that you can carry within the Rechava. The question was how do you get things into the Rechava unless you leave it there from before?
No. It would mean that if you could carry, it means the people in the Chatzer where it doesn't open, it does open into the Chatzer, that they could carry from the Chatzer to the Rechava.
That was the original halacha.
That is the halacha. So that's what we're talking about. Okay. So let me go on in the Gemara. All right. Now. All right. Let's see. Let's do it further. Now we're on line 5 on Chedamud Beis. Itmar mavui haasui kinadal a mavui which is made like a centipede. Now this. Let me see if I have it. Let me go back. I don't know if I have my pictures with this thing. Let me see. Yeah. I don't know. The pictures didn't come out on this other stuff. I don't know. It's difficulty with the computer.
But
There's a picture of the centipede on Chet Amud Bet.
Yeah. People with the Art School Gemara have pictures. But the idea is I have sort of like a main thoroughfare and a lot of side streets opening up into it. So he says, Itmar, Mavu Yusikinadol, Mavu Yusmi like a centipede. He says, and there's a machloket how it looks, but if you can follow the art scroll one, that's fine. Means I have, you see, there's like, if you've seen the art scroll, there's like the main mavui and sort of like auxiliary mavuis that branch off from it, auxiliary mavuis. So he says, Amar Abaye, Oset Tzura Petach LeGadol. So Abaye says, I'll make a Tzura Petach for the big one. He says, Bahanach Kulu Mishtaru Belechi Bekorah. And the other ones, we're permitted with a lechi and a korah. So it means that we're viewing it like the mavui akom. Remember, like the bent mavui. I have the mavui going around. So according to Rav, you need a tzurat apetach at one end of the mavui in order to carry it. And I need a lechi and korah at the other end. So here he's got like these multiple alleyways. So he's saying like the ones we're going to treat like a regular mavui. And then when it comes out to the main alleyway, we're going to treat it like the mavui akum. And then we'll have a sort of petach at the other end. So Amalei Rava. So Rava said to Abaye, come on, kishmul da amar torto kisatum. Like who are you passing like? Are you passing like Shmuel? Shmuel says it's kesatum, so lamalei tzurat apetach. He says, why would I? If you're passing like Shmuel, so then I don't need a tzurat apetach. He says, va'od ha'hu mavui akum dahava b'ner adah v'chashud la d'drav. On the other hand, there was this mavui in ner adah where Shmuel held sway, and they were choshesh for Rav. Elam arava osat tzurat apetach l'kula. What? So okay. So elam arava. Oset tzurat petach lekulu lahai gisa v'yira gisa mishtaru b'lechi b'kora. So he says, what we need a tzurat. Let's go. If you look at the next picture in the art scroll, we need a tzurat petach at each one of these mavuis. In other words, each mavui. If you think it over, remember when we had the mavui akom, it's like one mavui meeting another mavui. So at the entranceway to the mavui was a lechi and a kora. At the end of the mavui was the tzurat petach. That's the way it works. That's according to Rav. So here, in essence, that's what I have. I have a whole bunch of mavuis meeting like another mavui. So he's saying each mavui, if you're entering from Rishus HaRabim, I'll have a lechi or a korah. And at the end of the mavui, I'm going to have a tzurat petach. That's what he's saying. So I need a lechi and a korah at one end, a tzurat petach at the other end. That's what he's saying. So let's take it back in the Gemara. All right. Amrav Kahana Bar Tachlif from Mishmei Rav Kahana. Now we have Rav Kahana quoting the name of Mishmei Rav Kahana Bar Menyumi, Mishmei Rav Kahana Bar Malkiu, Mishmei Rav Kahana Rabbei Derav. Amri Rav Kahana Bar Malkiu, Baruch Atah Adonai Mecholam, Osei Maaseh Bereishit. Baruch Atah Adonai Mecholam, Shekhocho Gvurato Malei Olam. All right. I don't know where it's going at your place.
But I said it 15 minutes ago. Yeah, this is happening a long time ago.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now, let's take a look. Now, So V'amri L'Rav Kahana Bar Malku, Ahainu Rav Kahana Rabbi Zerav. Anyway, so three or four Rav Kahanas, and Rav Kahana quoting Rav Kahana, Rav quoting Rav Kahana, he says, Mavui Shetzidu Echad Arok V'tzidu Echad Katzar. Let's say you have a Mavui, and if you look in the picture, it means one wall of the Mavui extends out further than the other wall of the Mavui. The Mavui is an alleyway. One wall extends out further. So they're not, he says, so if the width is less than Dalan Amod, I could put the Korah at an angle. He says, Arba Amod, Einu Maniach HaKorah El Kenegan HaKatzar. But if it's four Amod or more, so I can only put the Korah on the narrow point. Let me see if you look in the picture, the picture's worth 1,000 words, as they say. I didn't explain right. Let me go back.
Yeah, I
didn't explain it. Let me go back again. He says, let me repeat again. He says, Pachot mi'arba amot, meaning if the longer wall extends out less than dalet amot than the shorter wall, he says, maniach l'korah ba'alachson. Then I could leave the beam, the cross beam, at an angle. He says, arba amot, but if it extends out more than dalet amot, he says, then I have to leave the korah at a 90-degree angle. So one second. I think he's going to explain it shortly. Okay, so. Rava Amar, Echadzeh, Einu Maniach HaKorah El Keneged HaKatzar. Rava says it always has to be perpendicular. So he says, Ve'ema Tama Didi, Ve'ema Tama Didhu. I'll give my Svara, and I'll give their Svara. Ema Tama Didi, my Svara is, Korah Tamamai, what's the reason we put a crossbeam at the entranceway to a Mavui? Mishum Heker. It's like a sign, a reminder to people. Uva Alakson Lo Havi Heker. When it's at an angle, it's not a Heker, because people will see people carrying like near the longer wall and they won't understand. They'll think it's like Rishus Arabim. In other words, I'm in the Rishus Arabim and I'm thinking that the Mavui begins at the shorter wall and there's the longer wall coming out and it's got this pole hanging out at the angle. So I'll say, I guess you can carry there, like in the Rishus, from the Rishus Arabim to this other Rishus. He says, "Ve'ema tama didhu." Let me give their svara. So I, Rava, hold the korah always has to be perpendicular. It's clear that's the only place you can carry. After that, you're entering a different rishus. "Ve'ema tama didhu." I'm going to give their svara that says that it could be at an angle. Korah mishamai mishamachitza. They hold that a korah is because of mechitza, creates a partition. He says, "Uva alachso nami mechavi mechitza." At an angle, it's also a mechitza. So, in other words, we've had this before. Is it Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza? All right. Now, I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, he's also Rav Kahana. He says, Hol Shmaitza Dekanehi, since so many Konim had mentioned this halacha, he says, Eima Ba Milta, I'm going to add on something. Hadamrim Niach Kor Ba Alachson, when you say that you could leave the crossbeam at an angle, Lo Amran, provided that the hypotenuse or the length of this of the opening isn't more than 10 amod. In other words, the length it's going across, but it's like at an angle now. But that length, in other words, so from directly across might be less than 10, but at an angle it's more than 10. He says, everybody holds. Again, the idea is the entranceway can't be more than 10 amot. So even if the 10 amot is achieved at an angle, so I can't do that. All right, let me go further. The next piece, I think, is the easiest part of the whole night, I hope. And hopefully,
the easiest part was that story with the bat call.
But that wasn't today. All right, now let's take a look. All right, Ibai Lahu, Maulish Tamish Takara Korah. Are you allowed to carry underneath the crossbeam at the entranceway to a Mavui? Says Rav Rabbichiyav Rabbi Yochanan Amru Mutarlish Tamish Takara Korah. So those three Chachamim say I could carry underneath the Korah. Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Lakish Amru Asrulish Tamish Takara Korah. They can't carry. So again, the Korah, could be, four tefachim wide, things like that. So can I carry underneath it? So he says, so Lame Baha Kimifliki, should we say the point of dispute between the two tzadim is as follows? the Marsavar Kor Mishum Heker, that the people who permit carrying under the Korah hold that it's a heker, it's a reminder. So it means that anything that's within the outer edge is clearly in a different reshus. In other words, so we'll see who the reminder is for. Is a reminder for B'nai Mavui, reminder for the Reshus HaRabim. But anything within the outer edge, you're allowed to do it, carry. Umar Svar Kor Mishum Mechitza. And the other hole is the Kor Mishum Mechitza, and we think that the inner edge creates the Mechitza. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, lo, the Kuliyama Kor Mishum Heker. I could say everybody holds that Heker is the determinative principle. Bahaka Bahakim Ipli, the Marsvar Hekera Milagav, Marsvar Hekera Milabar. In other words, is the Heker for the B'nai Mavui, in which case it would be the inner edge would be the Heker, so I can't carry beyond the inner edge, or is the Heker for the B'nai Rishus Arabim, that this is a different Rishus, in which case the outer edge would be the dividing line. The Ibai Reima, the Kuliyam Mishum Mechitza. Or I could say that both Stadim hold it's working with Mechitza. He says, Bahaka Bahaka Miflagi, Demar Savar Hudu Apnimi Yorebi Sotem. One holds it's the inner edge, like theoretically goes down and closes it off. Demar Savar Hudu Achitzon Yorebi Sotem. The other one's the outer edge. All right, now, Amar Rav Chista, Hakumod and Bebein Lechayayim Sha'asur. Everybody agrees the Lechi, the Korah is the crossbeam, Lechi is the vertical beam. So everybody agrees with the lechi that you can't carry near the lechi because the lechi could be any width. It could be very thin. So Mamela, we're afraid like you'll carry in a place that's prohibited. Okay. Now, by mine Rami Bar Chama mi Rav Chista, na'at shtei yitero b'shnei kot le'mavui mi b'chutz. Let's say he didn't do the Korah over the entranceway of the Mavui. He put in two pegs in the walls of the Mavui, and then he puts a Korah like sort of hanging out outside the Mavui. In other words, the two pegs are out like this, and then the Korah is on it. But the Korah is not over, is like hanging over the Rishus HaRabim. So he says here, Rami Barachama Me Rav Chista, Na'at Shtei Gitero B'Shtei Kot Lei Mavui Mimchutz, Niyah Korah Al Gabei En Mahu. So Amarle, L'divrei Amatir, now he's assuming that like with last sod, whether is it the is it Chudo Apnimi or Chudo Achitzon? So L'divrei Amatir, that it's the outside edge that's so tame, Asur. So now you can't carry because I can't possibly carry what would be the Rishus HaRabim. It can't be so tame. I can't say the Korah is closing out in an area that includes the Rishus HaRabim. That doesn't work. So I can't carry underneath there. L'divrei HaOser, but according to the one before said I can't carry under it because it's the inner edge. He says, Mutar, you would be allowed to carry. It means I'd be allowed to carry. When he says Mutar, he means carry like just up to where it begins. In other words, here's the Korah, and here are the pegs, and it's outside the Rishus HaRabim, so I could carry up until like the beginning of it, because that's like flush against the wall. So he says here, then he says, Rav Amar, the Divrei Oser Nami Asur. He says, even with the Tzad that I say it's the inner surface, it's still prohibited. Meaning Korah al Gabi Mavui Baleka. Because I need the Korah on top of the Mavui. And I don't have the Korah on top of the Mavui. I can't say, well, it's close and that works. And here it doesn't work out. All right. Okay. All right. So it was difficult. All right. Let me end the recording and then I'll talk. 1 second.